Despite all the warnings and the cost of the habit, tens of thousands of Australians, particularly young ones, take up smoking each year. Now the government, in a world first, plans to strip cigarettes of their packaging. Anti-smoking activists are celebrating. Tobacco companies are consulting their lawyers. Liv Casbin prepared this report.
From the once glamorous tobacco advertising of yesteryear, the federal government has ordered a generic one-size-fits-all approach to cigarette packaging.
We believe that it is totally inappropriate to allow cancer-causing products to be dressed up in beguiling and attractive boxes.
As part of the National Preventative Health Task Force, Professor Simon Chapman recommended adopting the policy.
It removes completely the ability of the tobacco industry to effectively say anything about its brands other than the name of the brand. So it removes the colouring, it removes the distinctive livery, it removes the trademark except for the brand name. It will standardise the pack, so they won't even be able to experiment with interesting-looking shapes of packs.
He says it's the most significant attempt to try and dissuade smokers from taking up the habit since tobacco advertising was banned.
This will be a very, very important signal to other governments that this is the way ahead, and I would expect many other governments to follow very quickly. It will cause domino effect around the world within 5 years, so it will be the norm.
Tobacco companies say there are good reasons that other countries have balked at introducing similar legislation. Imperial Tobacco Australia is now looking at its legal options. Spokeswoman Cathy Keogh.
Introducing plain packaging just takes away the ability of a consumer to identify our brand from another brand, and that's a value to us. It really affects the value of our business as a commercial enterprise, and we will fight to support protecting our international property rights.
How do you plan to fight?
Legally.
She warns the move may actually be to the detriment of public health.
If the tobacco products are available in the same easy-to-copy plain packaging, it makes it much easier for counterfeiters to increase the volume of illicit trade in Australia, which is currently reported at about 12% of the market. And when that illicit product won't have or may not have the health warnings on it, it won't be subject to ingredients reporting, reduced fire risk standards that our cigarettes are subject to.
So just how effective will the new packaging be?
I stick to the same packet of cigarettes. I don't go into the shop and go, which one's going to look prettiest this week? I have a particular brand that I smoke and have smoked for quite a long time and will continue to smoke those.
A fellow smoker shares his sentiment.
I don't think that it's going to have a big impact. For me, smoking was very much about having a lack of confidence and wanting to, you know, appear cool and sophisticated. So it wouldn't have mattered, you know, it didn't matter what it looked like. I think for smokers it's just not going to make any difference at all. You're just going to go in and say, can I have Stuyvesant Blues? And it'll say Stuyvesant Blues on them even if the packet's, you know, generic brown.
The president of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Andrew Pescher, says established smokers are not the target.
Hopefully it will add to the effects on preventing children and young people from taking it up by decreasing the attractiveness of the packaging, and hopefully, you know, that will have an effect on preventing people from taking it up in the first place.
And he's now hoping the government will go even further. The legislation is set to be introduced for plain packaging by 2012.
Liv Casbin.